on the Z100 Morning Show.
Shoe in your underwear one time?
No, they found it when they gave me a colonic.
Oh, sorry, I get those mixed.
I've been listening to you for like 15 years, and you guys are awesome. I love you guys.
Thank you. We keep getting better with age. Have you noticed that?
You guys are the best morning show ever.
Welcome to the show.
Elvis Duran.
Elvis Duran and the morning show. You know, I just noticed something last night. I want to share it with you guys and see what you thought. If you have a friend who's going through something, it could be medical, it could be personal relationship issues, whatever. They're going through it. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's always good to call and just kind of talk to them without asking how they're doing as far as that is going.
Yeah.
For instance, I have a really dear friend who's going through some medical issues right now, and I know that this person is like in it every day. It's pretty intense. So rather than doing what everyone else is doing, like calling and saying, "Hey, are you okay? How you feeling?" You know, and it's always good to care, but it's also good just to have a conversation that's not about that, yeah, right? Sure. Or if they're going through, you know, personal problems with relationships, or whatever. It's just good to be a friend. And then later on in the conversation, you can kind of go, "Hey, how's it going?" And then let them answer how they're doing. It was a great connection. And I don't know, if you're so, like drowning in this ocean of worry about whatever you're going through in life, and that's all everyone wants to talk about because they, in their mind, they're doing the right thing. They care.
Yeah. Right. Checking on you.
Yeah, checking up on you. But sometimes caring is also just being there as a friend and making them laugh and whatever. Anyway, just thought I'd say that. Do you guys have any friends who are going through some crap right now?
It's so crazy. Absolutely. I was watching this on last night on Hoarding, Buried Alive. Mm-hmm. And one of the girls, the same thing. Like, she just needed her friends to be there and support her and listen to what she had to say. Like, everybody was giving their opinions of how they wanted her to do things to clean out the house. And she said, "Listen, I need to be in control of this, and I need to kind of narrate everything and how I'm feeling and what I want you to do and how I want you to be there for me." And I think a lot of times, like you said, we just talk or we just say, "We're here," and we don't listen to what the other person really needs.
Exactly. Just say hi. You know? Just be there. Just being there is really cool, you know?
Yeah.
Have you ever gone to like lunch or dinner with someone who's going through something, or maybe you're going through something and they want to be there for you, and you just don't talk? You just eat and hang out. Or maybe you go to the park and just sit next to each other. That's hard for some people to do. Mm-hmm. Especially in our business, dead air is like evil, right?
Yeah.
with what we do for a living, there has to be sound on constantly. And we all live in this world where there's never dead air. And I think we take for granted the fact that sometimes silence is so powerful and so needed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And also, I mean, I think it takes a certain level of comfort with another person to be able to sit in silence and not feel awkward. I mean, at least it does for me.
Yeah.
I can't do that with a lot of people.
Right. Well, all right. So all of the above, just something to think about. I know in a few minutes we're going to do a family feud. But this time, you know, in addition to our teams, we're going to add you.
Oh, wow.
We're going to have two people on the phone who can play along and help get really bad answers like we do on the family feud.
You know,
and of course, the world's worst host, Nate. Yes, well, go ahead.
Of course, but you're the world's worst contestant, so you can't.
No, I'm not. No, I'm not.
Oh,
you know what?
Without
me and my colorful answers, it would be the most boring thing we do on this show.
You never know which team you're going to play for.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's your team, sometimes it's the other one.
Yeah, even if you're on my team, I don't know if you're on my team.
I'm bi. I'm by team.
You are.
I'm by teamable. Look, you know, seriously, if you didn't have my fun answers, it would be the most boring, stupid 7 minutes of our life.
Well, I agree that your answers are quite fun and add to it, but
it's usually good for an ex.
But can't you know
what? Fine.
But a happy, funny ex.
Like, you know what? I'm not up here for the 25,000 bonus round. We're not winning any money here. Screw you.
Definitely not with you on our team.
Oh, okay. Damn.
Okay. You know what I'm going to do? Okay, passive aggressive time. I'm just going to play as you want me to play today. I'm going to try to give the right answers and be a good boy. Okay. You people don't even know how boring this thing's going to be. I'm warning you now. Go ahead, turn on Light FM. They're having more fun down there than we're about to have on this stupid.
Here's the thing. I appreciate your colorful answers. I just wish you would give them to the team that you're on.
Right.
That would be great.
Agreed.
Yeah.
All right.
No. You're gonna get smart answer Elvis coming up.
There we go.
It's not time yet.
We're not doing it.
Oh, we're not doing it. No, we're doing it.
It's never good when Elvis says, "I'm going to be a good boy."
I'm going to be a good boy today.
That's never a good boy.
Let's go around the room. I want to see what's on the minds of the people who just predetermined the next 20 minutes being the most boring 20 minutes in radio history. We'll start with you, Nate, since you're leading the team here. What's going on there,
okay,
Nate?
We talk about it a lot. Please, just, if you haven't, Scary, I don't know the last time you read a book, please, just pick up a book if you haven't been reading anything. Get a library card. I'm reading another book. Isn't it great, Danielle, when you're reading a book and you can't wait to get home to read it?
That is my favorite thing. When that's the only thing I'm looking forward to. Yes, I love it.
I finished one yesterday. I was so excited, and it's sad that it's over, but you know what? I get to start a new adventure today.
Nice.
So, do yourself a favor, read. Just pick up a book and read something.
I'm with you.
Yep.
Amen, sister. What about you, Gandhi? What's on your mind today?
There's a new scam for people to try to get in your phone, and it involves an actual package in the mail. I don't know if you guys have heard this, but it happened to me, and I was like, what?
What?
People will send you a random gift without telling you who it's from. You open this gift, and you're like, huh, what is that? And then there's a little card in there that says, to find out who sent you this gift, scan this QR code. As soon as you scan that QR code, they are in your phone, and they're looking around, taking your money, doing all kinds of stuff. Do not do it. I didn't scan it. Thank God I thought about it, because, I mean, of course, I wonder who sent me this. But then I find out it's a scammer, and oh, my God. Well,
what did they send you?
It was actually tattoo cream. Oh. It was very random. So the first person I called was Brandon and said, hey, did you accidentally order this? And I called a few people who I thought might send it.
Yeah.
Everybody said no. I saw that little QR code. And I just Googled it because I wanted to see what is this.
Wow.
That's a close one. Because, look, it's sent to your house. You're like, okay, someone I know. Okay. Thanks for the warning on that.
Yeah. Don't scan the QR code.
You going to borrow that tattoo cream when you're done with it?
Absolutely.
Hey, Danielle, what's up with you?
So, I know I mentioned this, earlier, but I went to Target yesterday, and I was like, okay, I wanted to make this egg noodle recipe. I found it online. I was like, so I was getting everything that I need, and I swear to you, I'm like a goldfish. I go around the bowl, and then I go, oh, look at those shoes. Those shoes are so cute. Oh, let me get those. I need those. Oh, look at this shirt. This shirt is so cute. Oh, I need that shirt. And then I stand in the middle of Target like, why did I come in here? Oh, the noodle recipe. That's right. So then I finally made my way over to where they sell the food, and I got what I needed for the recipe. But, of course, I left with lots of other things as well. You cannot leave Target with just what you went in for. There is no way in hell.
My favorite thing, you know, Frankie P, who works for us at Y100 in Miami? Every time his wife goes off to Target, I think he poops himself a little bit. He's like, oh, God. What's she coming home with?
Yeah.
She needs a van to get all this stuff home. And we love you, Target.
Love you, Target.
They know exactly what they're doing. Ugh. Hey, Froggy, what's up with you today?
So speaking of big stores, there's a brand new Lowe's that just opened right around the corner from my house in my neighborhood. I haven't been yet. I'm so excited. I was telling somebody here at work today, that's going to be my trip this weekend. I'm going to the new Lowe's. And they said, aren't all Lowe's the same? I'm like, no, they're not. A new Lowe's is different than all the other Lowe's.
How's that?
Been in.
Aren't they the same, really?
No.
Aren't
no.
They? How? It's how new. Are they different?
It's new.
Oh, really?
But what's new about new?
It's new.
Okay, all right.
That's all that matters. It's new. I have to go to the new Lowe's. I mean, it's going to be like a field trip. And I realize that it makes me old because it is like something my dad used to want to do, like on a weekend. Come on, we're all going to the new Walmart. And I'm going to the new Lowe's. And I don't care if it's the same as every other Lowe's.
Okay.
It's new to me. I can't wait to go.
Will you check in online so we know you're there and having a good time?
Absolutely check in for the new Lowe's.
Producer Sam, what's up with you today?
So today would have been Jim Henson's birthday. He's the creator of the Muppets, if you don't know. And I'm so obsessed with this human. I just wanted to share one of my favorite quotes with him. It's, life's like a movie, write your own ending. Keep believing, keep pretending. And I think that's so great because depending on where you are in your life, a different part will kind of pop out at you. And it's just such a, even I right now in my personal life really love that quote all over again for a newfound reason. So life's like a movie, write your own damn ending, and you have to keep having a little bit of fun throughout life, and you have to keep believing. It's so important. Wow.
I love, what an imagination that man had, right?
Magic brain.
Some of the saddest things I've ever seen on video, the coverage of his funeral, because the characters showed up and they sang to him.
Yeah.
You know, Kermit the Frog would sing and Big Bird, and it was like, wow.
Oh, my goodness.
It was pretty wild. Thanks for bringing that up. Hey, Scary, what's up with you today?
Do you guys have a friend group like mine where in the group chat all we do is crush each other and rank on each other? And
then we do that on the morning show.
There's that. But when in person, we actually, we rip each other in person and... You know, some people, snowflakes would think that we're bullying each other, but the truth of the matter is, the more you crush each other, the more you rip on each other, the more you love each other. So I read an article that says that the people that have the closest-knit relationships with one another are the ones that kid around and joke, and they take the joke. But to an outsider looking in, we look very toxic, just letting you know. Well, I'm talking about my friends from Hoboken and me. So,
okay, yeah, well, but you guys all know. You all know. Yeah. We do have a lot of critics who say, oh, the way you're bullying each other. You know what? You don't understand us then. You know, sorry.
Right. Exactly.
But we ain't changing. I think. Did everyone get in? Are we all good? Is everyone lit? All right. Into the three things we need to know. And by the way, we now need to find a couple of contestants. I think we have some ready to go in a few moments with the feud. So we'll get that going. Is this the first time we've had people play along with us?
I think we did it one other time. And I think you gave your answers that time. So feel free to just be you, Elvis.
No, he's not a good boy today. No, you're not getting entertaining me today.
Oh.
I'm gonna play the game and give the boring, stupid answers you guys do. Into the three things we need to know. Gandhi, what's going on?
All right. A new proposal from the Biden administration would ban hardware and software from China and Russia in internet-connected vehicles in the U.S. While proposing that ban yesterday, the White House said that cars that can communicate externally provide a way for U.S. adversaries to collect data and remotely manipulate cars on the roads. The White House proposal is part of an initiative to close up security holes that could be used for foreign interference. As part of that initiative, President Biden announced a 100% tariff on Chinese electric cars earlier this year. All right. Clemency has been denied for a Missouri death row inmate that's been in the headlines a lot lately. Governor Mike Parson announced yesterday that the state will move forward with the execution of Marcellus Williams. Williams is scheduled to be executed today for the 1998 murder of a one-time reporter, Felicia Gale. All this despite the fact that DNA evidence did not match him. The prosecutors on the original case are objecting, and black jurors were excluded from the jury in the original trial.
And he dies today.
And finally, members of the National Symphony Orchestra might soon stop the music at the Kennedy Center in D.C. The union that represents NSO musicians announced yesterday that members have authorized a strike. The union has been negotiating a new contract with the Kennedy Center since May. The musicians are demanding higher wages, while Kennedy Center officials say that the pay rate requested is not financially viable. The strike could go into effect as early as tonight and could lead to the cancellation of three performances scheduled for this week. So we'll see how that goes. And those are your three things.
Thank you, Gandhi. All right, the most boring family feud ever is on the way. Now,
Adele.
The Mercedes-Benz Interview Lounge.
Bebe Rexha.
Yeah. Hello.
Mercedes-Benz SUVs, stylish, powerful, and sophisticated. Visit MBUSA.com for special offers.
Jungkook.
Yeah.
Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
Frasier is back. Dr. Crane is ready to turn his attention to nobler pursuits, giving back. Stream the new season now exclusively on Paramount+. Head to ParamountPlus.com to try it for free.
The free iHeartRadio app has over 100 commercial-free stations waiting for you to explore right now, like K-pop radio, featuring the ultimate in K-pop. Jimin, New Jeans, Stray Kids, aespa, and more. All commercial-free. Just open the free iHeartRadio app, search K-pop radio, and listen now.
iHeartRadio.
Free never sounded so good.
iHeartRadio, music you should know. Featuring Alex Warren, Carry You Home.
Oh, I hope you know I will carry you home. Whether it's tonight or 55 years down the road. Oh, I know there's so many ways this could go. Don't want you to wonder, darling, I need you to know. We were talking to the sunset, throwing dreams against the wall. I know none of them are stuck yet, but I bet it on you, honey. Oh, I would risk it all. These days, these nights, I'm changing my mind is set on you. I'm not afraid to say it's true.
Whether it's tonight or 55 years down the road, oh, I know there's so many ways this could
mess every time. California dreaming, our whole life fit in that car. Didn't have a bed to sleep in. We kept each other warm under a ceiling full of stars. These days, these nights, changing my mind.
Create your own Alex Warren custom station with iHeartRadio. Download the app or listen at iHeartRadio.com.
Be like, like, I love that feeling.
You're funny as hell.
We love you from Florida, even, all the way to New York.
100.
It'll get worse.
Yeah. Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
So here we are with the Family Feud. I've been asked to give answers that could score points rather than having fun answers today. So I will abide by your request. Let's see how this goes. We have two, and this is a different way of playing. And not only is it our two families feuding, but we're adding to our families with special guests who could win money. Thanks to our friends at LG.
Yes.
Tell everyone what you're doing at the Rutgers game there, Skeery.
Absolutely. We're going to be hanging out this Friday night. Rutgers Scarlet Knights taking on the Washington Huskies. It's a blackout game, so everyone's going to wear black. And LG is going to be lighting up the stadium during halftime with a fireworks show, with music. And I'm going to be on hand. I can't wait. Yeah.
Wow.
Go Scarlet Thank Knights, you. Baby, and go LG. Life's good, baby.
Okay. Scary.
I can't. No, this is awesome.
I'm not saying it's not awesome. I'm
I
just saying
you've never been to a Rutgers game before. So this
did
is,
you
this
go to Rutgers? No.
I didn't go to Rutgers. No.
He didn't, baby. But he's going to be there. He's going to be there this weekend, baby.
Friday night,
anyway,
baby.
We got to go. We got to go. Got to go. Go. Let's go meet our two contestants that are joining our feuding families on line 18 is Lennon from beautiful Red Lion, PA. Hello, Lennon. Welcome to the feud.
Yeah.
You ready to fight it out?
Hey, how you guys doing? What's up?
We're doing okay. We're doing okay. What's up with you? Lennon, what's it all about with you? What's your life all about?
Well, let's see. I'm on my way to a mandatory work meeting, which is definitely a thumbs down type thing.
Mm. Ooh, yeah.
But I'm currently working hospitality, but in my other life, I'm a retired choreographer, and I'm also president of the international board of that dance company called Culture Shock Dance Troupe.
Wow.
Wow. And by the way, choreographers never really retire.
Oh.
You're always going to be choreographing something, I'm sure.
Yeah, I fell back. I had a little bit of issues with my health, and I needed to take a step back and work on getting back to reclaiming my life. But, doing really, really well.
Well, I tell you what, after today's Family Feud, you're gonna want to go back to some sort of therapy. We all will. So we'll see how we do, Lennon.
You guys are my therapy.
We get nasty. All right, well, let me tell you, there's another listener playing on another team, Christina, line 19, from Bergen County, New Jersey. Hi, Christina. Welcome to the feud. You ready to fight it out?
Hello, lady.
Hello,
hi, lady. Welcome to the show, Christina. What's your life all about?
I am a mom of three young boys, 5, 3, and 1. I live a town away from Danielle, and I'm an occupational therapist in a school.
Nice.
Wow.
Nice.
You do a lot.
Damn, all right, Christina.
Well, so we have two excellent contestants to join the families, Lennon and Christina. How are we doing this, worst host in the world, mate?
Thank you, Elvis, worst contestant in the world. So, Lennon, I'm going to give you first pick. So you get to pick two members of our morning show. It's Gandhi, Danielle, Skiri, Froggy, Scotty, and Elvis you have to choose from. So who is your team?
Okay, this is really, really hard. First of all, you are all absolutely amazing, and you're all winners. But I'm going to follow. First of all, I've got to play with my heart and go with Baritone and pick Froggy.
Ooh. Okay.
Yes. Okay.
And I have a super soft spot in my heart for Skiri Jones.
We found one.
No offense, but you picked a bad team. I mean, I love you. I'm happy to be on it, but you picked a bad team.
We got this, Lennon.
Okay, Christina, you get sloppy seconds. Go for it. Who do you want on your team?
I wouldn't call them sloppy seconds, but let's bring this old school, boys versus girls. I'm going Danielle.
Oh, yeah, Danielle, and you got one more.
My second pick, obviously, is Gandhi.
Oh. Thank you.
How come no one wants me on their team? I don't understand.
I got a great idea. What if Elvis gets to be on both teams and gives a wise cracking answer?
I just want everyone to know. Get ready for the most boring 7 minutes in radio history.
All right,
Nate, let's play the feud. I'm ready to listen to see how this goes.
Lennon, Team Sausage is going first here. So,
Team
Lennon,
Sausage,
name a place where you see lots of people that make you realize my body isn't so bad after all.
The morgue.
Will you stop? You are not playing.
That's a really good answer. Am I allowed to pick that one?
You can steal it.
I'll say Walmart.
People of Walmart exist for a reason. Yes.
Walmart.
Good answer. Number two response. Christina. You have a very slim chance to steal. Name a place where you see lots of people that make you realize your body isn't so bad after all.
Come on, Christina.
I was going to say Walmart. Do I have the chance to pass or do I have to steal?
No, come on. Guess something.
You have to guess something else.
Think.
You can beat.
Where you see lots of body. Okay. Yeah. Naked bodies.
I'm going to say a Weight Watchers meeting.
Oh, okay.
Kind of a twist? Unfortunately, no. Didn't make the board there, Christina. So, Lennon, we're going. Do you want to play or do you want to pass here, Lennon?
How do you guys feel?
Let's play.
All right, we're going to play. So,
let's play.
Froggy, Mr. Baritone, name a place where you see lots of people who make you realize your body isn't so bad after all.
The doctor's office.
The doctor's office.
Okay.
Show me bend over. No.
Turn
your head and cough.
Wow.
Not there.
Wow.
Skiri Jones.
Yeah. I'm going to say the beach.
The beach. That's a lot of bodies on the beach. And you'd be right. That's the number one response.
Yeah.
4 still left on the board. Back to you, Lennon. Name a place where you see lots of people make you realize my body's not so bad after all.
I'm going to say the morgue.
That's a great answer.
He's the worst contestant for a reason. Not on there.
No.
Sorry.
All right, we got this, ladies. You ready?
Come on, we got one more buzz. That was your third buzz.
Oh,
that's no, that's two.
Come on, Frog.
Move along. Boring.
Is pool the same as beach?
Pool is different, and pool's on the board. Yes, very good. See a lot of people at the pool. Skiri, back to you.
You should say the Light FM Morning Show.
Oh, my gosh.
You know something? It's the answer that I usually give, and I've said it before.
The DMV, say
it. Motor vehicle, the DMV. There you go.
I was there yesterday, and yes, it's on the board.
This is bull crap. crap.
No, don't put DMV
that is not on the board. Where you see a lot of people and make you realize your body isn't so bad after all. There's two responses left.
Come on,
Lennon, what is your answer?
I'm going to say a buffet.
Yes, it's on
That's a good one. Oh my God, man.
You are an ace in the hole here, Froggy.
Hang in there, Christina. Hang in there. Your choice is coming.
This is bottom of the ninth. Two outs.
Damn,
Froggy,
guys.
Name a place where you see lots of people that make you realize your body isn't so bad after all.
Froggy's bedroom.
One answer left.
Exactly.
What is it, Froggy?
I know it sounds weird, but the gym?
The gym. A lot of people.
Other people at the gym that are in worse shape than you.
Yes.
No,
what?
Sorry.
Hello. That should have been like the number two answer.
There is one answer here that once you guys hear it, you're going to say, yep,
what?
He's right. You have a chance to steal, Team Christina. Christina, name a place
for you. No, I think I'm going to go. This has been fun. Thank you.
No, this is a communal answer here, Christina.
So work with Danielle and work with Gandhi.
I thought it was Jim.
Yeah.
Where is a place where you see people and you realize, my body's not so bad after all?
Texas.
Oh my God.
You forgot Roadhouse on the end of that, Gandhi.
We need an answer.
Didn't make the board, so I need a response here. Communal response. Well,
you guys work with each other.
I have no idea.
Danielle, talk to me.
I honestly don't know.
What about like a fast food restaurant? Is that the same as a buffet?
McDonald's. Great answer.
Christina. We're going with Christina.
Okay, we're going fast
food.
We're going fast food, buddy. No.
Oh, so sorry. What is it?
What answer did you make up, Nate?
What you were missing? A state fair. That is what you were missing.
Get out of here. I've never gone to a state fair and said, oh gosh, thank gosh, I'm not like
that. A lot of other people have, and that's where you see people that make you realize my body's not so bad after all.
This is a dumbass game.
Lennon, so who gets what?
Lennon, congratulations. You just won some money thanks to LG.
Wait, we don't play again? I thought there were two rounds.
Do you want to do another round?
One round?
No, we're good. We're good.
We need to give Christina something.
All right.
Yeah, you got to give Christina
one
something.
One round?
We're going, yes, one round, and we're going to give you some lovely parting gifts, Christina.
And what are they?
I don't know yet because we haven't figured it out.
Danielle.
Sorry,
I was going to say Walmart.
You did great, Christina. Hold on one second. And Lennon, thank you for playing. You were fabulous. Morg, number one.
I think you guys are so awesome. Thank you for everything you do for all of us. I've been the entire country.
Well, thank you. My God, that's a lot of pressure. Wow. Hold on one second, Lennon. I think Texas was a great answer. Gandhi, you slipped right into my shoes there. I like
Damn.
That. And there you go, the feud. Wasn't so bad. Great job, guys. Still trying to figure out why I wasn't chosen to play.
Nate's made up answers. I don't care what anyone says. DMV is not on there.
Studio audience, look at them all. They're
DMV
sitting
is
out
not there.
State Fair's not on there either. I'm sorry.
Let's go, Danielle. All right. You got some stuff going on.
Okay, so Max has found a new way to celebrate the 30th anniversary of Friends. They're giving us a game show. It's called Fast Friends, and it will have fans doing puzzles and games and answering trivia questions on sets from the show like Central Perk or the characters' apartments. Productions begins next month. No word on an air date yet, but that is on the way. So we all know what's going on with Diddy. We've been talking about it. So apparently now websites are posting pictures of celebrities attending Diddy's white parties over the years. Remember how big those white parties were?
Oh, totally. They were huge.
They were huge. So they are pretty much high profile and normal parties compared to the freak-offs. So nobody's been implicated in those parties yet, but who knows what's going to happen? So we will see. And like I said, Diddy's music streams have actually increased by 18 to 20% since his arrest, which to me is very confusing, but okay.
Celebrities are being so quiet about this.
That's because everybody's sane. Everyone's shaking in their boots. Some of those people are like, oh boy, what's about to go down?
I'm really, really happy that I was never invited to any of those parties.
Right, yep. Seriously.
Yeah, I don't know.
Seriously. It's like, Lady Gaga, I told you this yesterday, she recently posted that cryptic teaser that let fans know I'm ready for my interview. Now people were like, huh, is it about the movie coming out? Is it about an album? Well, now she posted three more cryptic teasers. One says, don't tell me what to wear. The other one says, no duct tape, no mission. And the other one says, moon dust gets everywhere. Now Entertainment Tonight asked her about it, and she basically said, it's a secret. So we'll have to see what happens. I'm sure we'll find out very soon. Billy Joel is trying to sell his Long Island home once again. He purchased this huge home back in 2002, and he just finished it up, and he put in like a multi-million dollar renovation. It took 5 years for him to complete this renovation, and now he wants almost $50 million for this. It's 26 acres, and it's actually four houses. So isn't it like a compound when it's like that,
sounds
right?
like a compound to me. How much does he want for it?
He wants $50 million, about $50 million. Oh, 2,000 feet of private beach. There's 5 bedrooms, 8 bathrooms, a 30-foot cathedral ceiling, a spa, you know. And a bowling alley.
Bowling alley. You know, all the big houses have bowling alleys.
You need a bowling alley. I mean, come on. Mary J. Blige is hitting the road for her For My Fans tour. She has not confirmed the dates yet, but it's going to kick off in January, and we think it's going to hit Atlanta, Boston, Buffalo, Chicago, New York, L.A. I mean, all over the place. So that's pretty cool. And her next album, Gratitude, is hitting November 15th. So Nick Cannon wishes he had insured his balls for more money. I can say that, right?
Okay.
Okay.
Well, I guess so.
So, yeah. So, you know that Mr. Squash soap that we all love? Well, apparently he's been working with them, and they had insured them for $10 million. And he says he thinks they're worth more. He's like, I think I should have gotten at least $12 million for each kid. He has 12 kids, guys. Oh, he's got 12 kids. So, he would have, like, $12 million for his balls. I mean, think about it, though. Those are worth a lot of money. Guys, those balls produce. That's all I have to say.
They did. Look at that.
Exactly.
Can we talk longer about this? This is fascinating.
And what are we watching? You all like ball talk. Come on. Dancing with the Stars. It's Oscars night tonight. You've got America's Got Talent. You've got Ellen DeGeneres for your approval on Netflix and the series premiere of Murder in a Small Town on Fox. And that is my Danielle report.
I'm seeing everywhere people doing their videos to Move Your Feet, Junior, Senior. You know, Is that it?
Yeah.
Is this it right here? Yeah. Oh, this is it. This is it right here. I love this song.
Radio app has over 100 commercial-free stations waiting for you to explore right now, like K-pop radio, featuring the ultimate in K-pop. Who is my heart waiting for? Jimin, New Jeans, Stray Kids, aespa, and more.
Supernova. Supershot.
All commercial free. Just open the free iHeartRadio app, search K-pop radio, and listen now.
iHeartRadio.
Free never sounded so good.
There's only two types of people in the world. The ones that entertain and the ones that observe. Well, baby, I put on a show kind of girl. Don't like the backseat, gotta be first. I'm like the ringleader, I call the shots. I'm like a firecracker, I make it hot. When I put on a show,
the Z100 Morning Show.
Something online, you know how it is, you just fall down the hole, you end up on your phone for like 14 hours.
Oh, yeah.
Well, should I take a break? It's almost midnight.
All right. You ever get so deep, you end up back where you started, and you completely forgot about whatever got you where you were.
Yes.
You finally close the real screen, and you're like, wait a second, that was an hour ago.
It's very indicative of a problem. I don't know, if you feel overwhelmed, this is the thing I saw last night that kind of stuck with me. rather than making to-do lists, make to-don't lists.
Oh.
Things I don't want, I should not do today.
That would be everything on my to-do list.
Right.
I just move it over.
I wrote down a few of the things they suggested. Don't overcommit to social engagements. Don't offer to do favors for everyone. Don't schedule meetings before 11 a.m. Don't skip lunch. Just to keep working. All right. Mm. We need to remind ourselves of things we should not be doing.
Yes.
We all know what our weaknesses are when it comes to things like that, right? Overcommitting is mine.
Yeah, mine
what about
too.
You, Gandhi? What's your big offense?
Same thing, overcommitting. I look at my calendar for the next 3 months, and I just think, oh, my God, why would I do that? Uh-huh. What can I get out of?
Exactly. Well, I was looking at October. We all kind of agreed October is very, very, very busy.
Yep.
But everything on the list is really, it's important stuff. It's good. Oh, so. Yeah. All right, we'll get through it. We've always done it before. We will survive.
We will.
I don't like looking at my calendar and seeing, like, today, tomorrow, next day, something. I like, like, every other day, like, a little gap, and I don't have that right now, and I'm not even kidding. Yesterday, I was getting heart palpitations.
Oh, no.
I was like, oh, my gosh, I can't. Right. It's just too much. I just can't do it.
I think COVID did that, because we were used to, you know, you have dots on the calendar on your phone. We were used to dots, and then we went to where there was no dots.
Yeah,
and then all of a sudden, it's ramped back up. And I think that somewhere in the middle is where we really want to be.
Oh, I miss those dots a lot. So during pandemic, I would put things on the calendar like, today, you're making banana bread. Wait, it's tie-dye Tuesday.
Those are fun dots.
Anyway, let's get into sound with Garrett. Garrett's got lots going on. Where do you want to start, Garrett? What do you want to do?
Let's start with talking about working out. We've been talking about working out in this room. People like Scary have been working out a lot. Just be careful doing pull-ups, because this woman in South Carolina, her arms exploded.
The next day when I woke up, I was really, really sore, and my arms were swollen. And I thought that I was just super sore, because I haven't done upper body in a while, and I especially haven't done pull-ups in a while. Like, it's been a couple years. My issue was my arms. They were so swollen, I couldn't straighten out my arms all week. And my hands and fingers were starting to go numb on Friday and tingling. So that's why Saturday morning, I went to urgent care, and they immediately just sent me to the ER.
Interesting.
Well, yeah, her arms exploded. Okay. How else can you put it? Yeah. That's what happened.
Gosh. And she had to go to urgent care because stuff was starting to shut down in her body from that happening. All right, now let's play a game.
Scary. Be very careful with your workouts now. You'll turn into that.
Oh, no.
All right, let's play a little game. Why was this person arrested?
News around Georgia now. Athens police arresting a man accused of spraying a woman in the face with flatulence spray. Police say when they responded to a call at an Athens bar, they found 20-year-old Blake Leland Zengo very inebriated and carrying a spray bottle with an offensive odor. Police arrested and charged him with disorderly conduct, public intoxication, and the underage consumption of alcohol.
All right.
Fart spray, pretty much, or flatulence spray, if you want to be classy on the news. Now, Billy Joe Armstrong from Green Day, they were playing a home show in San Francisco, but they were talking about the Oakland A's moving from Oakland to Las Vegas. And he was talking about his disdain for the owner of the Oakland A's and also how much he hates Las Vegas.